it felt like it's been like a while, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Just as far as like, just kind of how stuff moves, it's like it's going by quick because it's only been a few weeks. But it's like, damn, like it's like really like day to day, like day by day by day.
Like small game.
In the Steeler territory. Watch this. Are you kidding me? Touchdown. Leonard Fournette just went 90 yards. There's the icing on the cake as they lay it to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let's go. They said they had to bet the home runs. Thank you guys, man.
The celebration in Pittsburgh went on without Allen Robinson.
As I'm laying down and Cap was like, I'm a little bit worried about your ACL. I'm like, God, like, really? Like, that's how that feels?
The Jaguars' best receiver, maybe their best player, is a long way from where his season began.
I think he's had an outstanding camp. You know, I've been around a lot of camps, and I'm not taking anything away from a lot of other great players that I've been around, but he's going full speed.
The most important thing is, you know, helping my team win games. You know, nobody wants to have that feeling how they had last year.
He came in ready to go. He really did. And I have not seen him slowing down.
It was a very tough camp physically. You know, but each and every day, you know, every time I crack my eyes in the morning, my goal was to be the best player on that field.
The start of whatever it is that's going to be. And in 2017, you've got a new head coach, a new executive vice president of football operations, and a reshaped roster. And today is going to determine exactly what type of future is going to hold, because right now there's a lot of uncertainty.
First third down of the season against Houston, divisional opponent, you know, boom, I make the play.
Looks. Now he lets it go. That ball is caught. First down, Jacksonville. Great job by Bortles. Looked all over the field. Got it to Allen Robinson at midfield, but now A-Rob is shaking up.
It seemed that, even thinking about it now, it seemed that happened so quickly.
When I ran out of the field to examine his knee, I have a normal routine that I go through to look at an injury. And I didn't expect, based on what we were looking at, that his knee was going to be loose or that his ACL was going to be torn.
And boy, Allen Robinson has been so consistent and dependable. And to see that, oh my.
I really didn't feel too much of like a tremendous pop or anything that would kind of resonate in my mind at that moment that I would be out the rest of the season. I know Cap told me that he was kind of worried about it being my ACL, but I had it so in my mind that, you know, I didn't want it to be that at all, you know. So once we kind of got to the MRI, you know, and they kind of knew what it was before, and then once I had the MRI, that's when they told me.
Robinson didn't have time to sit and wallow because of a lost season. The knee in Houston and the hurricane in Jacksonville brought a sense of immediacy.
I didn't want to even risk waiting to see what our hospital was going to undergo, you know, and the damage there. You know, come to find out later in the week, I mean, our surgery center was closed for about a week and a half, and that would have been a major issue.
24 hours after I was hurt, I was having the surgery, you know. So, I mean, I think my mind never really got a chance to switch gears, and I think that happened for the best. You really playing sports, like, you either got to have your mom, like, as close to you, or a wife, because if you get hurt, you screwed. You gotta have somebody to help out.
The real goal is to make sure that we get his muscles firing and functioning as strong as they can, so when he gets back out there, we can see him do those leaping grabs and the jumps and the dives to get back to the way he was before this injury happened.
What's done is done, and Robinson is focused solely on the road back to football.
It's not too many days where I've kind of woke up and been you know, kind of like, oh, like, I don't, you know, like, I mean, for me, I know, like, my thing is I love the game of football. You know, I love to be on the field. I'm a football player. You know, when it comes to just the game of football, you know, I'm a true gym rat to that aspect. You know, I know for me, the best thing for me is getting back out there.